Hi, this is Murray Jasmine, Data Patient of Dr. Maher Elder, Data Services, January 24, 2012, and I am the Data Patient 2013 and Data Patient Note for Alberta Brown, ALBERTA space BROWN. Date of birth of the patient is 03161946. It's March 16, 1946. We had the primary care physician of the patient is Dr. Anita Kane, ANITSCAIN. Please copy the information page when a patient on November 15, 2012. This is a cardiac clinic. Reason for visit is a follow-up appointment. We agree with the prayer of seeing Miss Brown in our cardiac clinic today, who is a very pleasant 66 years old African female with a past medical history significant for hypertension, diabetes, mellitus, COPD, coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease, and a seizure disorder. Is status post multiple peripheral angiogram, and the most recent was done on December 26, 2012, following which
even in July,
patient had a successful balloon angioplasty in orbital atherectomy of right common femoral artery, right SFA, and right external iliac artery. Period. She is also status post left heart catheterization, which was done on April 25, 2012. Period. She's in our clinic for a follow-up visit following her procedure. On today's visit, patient was doing fine. Period. She was complaining of some leg pain associated with exertion. Period. She was also complaining of shortness of breath associated with exertion. Period. She denied any chest pain or any autopsy, any PND, any palpitation, any dizziness, or presyncopal syncopal attacks. Period. She also denied any leg swelling. Prior patient said that she is compliant with all of her medication following the primary care physician regularly. Prior past medical history. Past medical history of the patient significant for coronary disease, peripheral vascular disease, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, COPD, and seizure disorder. Prior past medical history. Past medical history of this patient is not insignificant. Prior social history. Patient is a chronic smoker but quit almost a year ago. Prior. Previous to that, she used to smoke at least half a pack per day. Period. She also denies drinking alcohol or using any illicit drugs. Period. Family history is very significant for coronary disease and hypertension in her first degree allergies. Period. Allergies. Patient does not have any known drug allergies. Period. Current medication. Number 1, chlorothalidone, 25 mg QD. Number 2, Dilantin, 100 mg TID. Number 3, folic acid, 1 mg QD. Number 4, Sinopril 20 milligrams QD. Next is naproxen 500 milligrams. Number next is Docalase, DOC space A space LACE 100 milligram. Next is Vicodin 7.5/750 milligram PRN. Next is Plavix 75 milligrams QD. Next is Aspirin 325 milligram QD. Next is Calcium 500 milligram. Next is Novolog 8 unit TID. Next is Lentis 20 milligrams QHS. Next is Pareva 18 microgram BID. And last is Albuterol 90 microgram TID. Period. Next paragraph, physical examination. On today's day, the ratio of the patient was 164 by 77 millimeter mercury. Pulse was 670. Weight is 120 and height is 5 feet. Period. For rest, please copy normal temperature, gender for examination. Period. Paragraph, diagnostic test. Number 1, peripheral angiogram. Patient had a peripheral angiogram on from December 26, 2012, which showed 95% stenosis in right common iliac artery, 95% instant restenosis in right external iliac artery, 95% stenosis in right common femoral artery, 95% stenosis in right SFA, luminal irregularities in right popliteal artery, and 3 vessel runoff below knee on the right side. Period. It also showed 50% stenosis on the left common iliac artery, 50-60% instant restenosis on the left external iliac artery, 90% stenosis on the left of the left common femoral artery, 90% stenosis of the left SFA, luminal irregularities of the left popliteal artery, and 3 vessel runoff below the left knee. Period. Following the procedure, patient had a successful balloon angioplasty and orbital atherectomy of right common femoral artery, right SFA, and right external iliac artery. Following the procedure, it was also recommended for a staged intervention of the left common femoral artery and left SFA via right femoral approach.
What do you mean by
next is lab chemistry. Patient was treated lab chemistry on December 27, 2012. Following the procedure, we showed a one sodium of 142, potassium of 3.3, glucose of 84, urea BUN of 13, creatinine of 0.9, and WBC of 7.6, hemoglobin of 13.1, and platelet of 203. Patient paragraph, arterial ultrasound of lower extremities. Patient had an ultrasound of lower extremities on November 15, 2012, which showed 50 to 75% stenosis with a monophasic pattern of the right CFA, right PFA, and right SFA. Period. It also shows 50 to 75% stenosis with the monophasic pattern of the left CFA, left PFA. Period. Biphasic reverse pattern was found on both right and left ATA. Period. Please copy. Stress test, left shoulder x-ray, right shoulder x-ray, venous insufficiency ultrasound of 2D echocardiogram, MAGA scan, EKG, left heart and left heart catheterization from page 2, 3, and 4 of patient on November 15, 2012. Weird. So plan number one, peripheral vascular disease. Patient's plasma is significant for peripheral vascular disease. Period. She status post multiple peripheral angiogram. Most recent was done on December 26, 2012, which following which patient.
Because the ejection pressure is not, I'm not going to dictate this.
I had a successful balloon angioplasty and arterial atherectomy of right common femoral artery, right SFA, right and right external iliac artery. Period. During following the angiogram, a stage intervention of the left common femoral artery and left SFA was suggested because of 50% stenosis of left common iliac artery, 50-60% instant restenosis of left external iliac artery, and 90% stenosis of left common femoral artery and left SFA. Period. On today's visit, patient was also was again complaining of leg pain associated with exertion. Period. Since the patient is currently symptomatic and her most recent peripheral angiogram showed severe stenosis on the left side, so we have scheduled her for peripheral angiogram of the left side. Period.
Good.
We are going to follow up with her in this regard, following her procedure, and then manage her accordingly. Period. In the meanwhile, we have advised patient to take all of her current medication regularly. Number two is coronary disease. Patient's plasma is significant for coronary disease. Period. She status post left heart catheterization, which was done on April 25, 2012, which showed 60% mid stenosis of right coronary artery. Period. It also showed minimal interval irregularity of left main anterior artery. Period. Ejection fraction was found to be 70-75%. Period. On today's visit, patient denied any chest pains or any angina equivalents. Period. Since the patient is doing fine, so we are going to manage patient on same medication regime without making any changes to it. Period. We will follow up with her in this regard on an X-ray and then manage her accordingly. Period. Next is hypertension. Patient paramedic is too significant for hypertension. Period. On today's video, pressure the patient was found to be 64 by 67 millimeter mercury. Period. Even though blood pressure of the patient was found to be slightly elevated, so but we are going to manage around the same medication VD without making any changes to it. Period. We are going to reassess her on her next visit, and if the patient continues to have elevated blood pressure, we are going to manage her. We are going to make necessary changes to her. Period. We have also advised patient to take a low salt, low fat diet. Period. Next is COPD patients. Spasmodic is significant for COPD. Period. Patient is currently taking Spiriva and albuterol inhalers. Period. We have advised her to take all of her in medication regularly. Keep following the proven primary physician in this regard. Period. Please add cardio for echogenomics to the list as a plan. Period. Prakar, thank you very much for allowing us to take care of Miss Brown. Period. We are going to follow up with her in 2 months' time following a peripheral angiogram of her left side. Period. In the meanwhile, we have advised patient to take all of her medication regularly. Keep following her primary care physician. Period. We have also provided patient with the name of her number, and she can reach us with any question and concern. Prakar, thank you very much. Sincerely, Omar Jaz Malik. EMER space EJAD space EMER like here. The patient for Dr. Mahi Alda with all of his board certifications. End of dictation. Thank you. Mark.